A study published in the journal Nature compares different transmission rates for CWD depending on whether the animals are related. Judd Aiken, a professor of veterinary medicine at the UW-Madison, sums up the findings of researchers in Colorado.
What this study did was distinguish whether it could be passage by maternal transmission or non-maternal, and what the study emphasized was that non-maternal transmission clearly was very efficient.
It's not known exactly how the disease is spread, but many believe that bodily fluids shared when animals congregate are to blame. There's been an ongoing debate whether to resume a ban on baiting and feeding in Wisconsin. The Colorado researchers who conducted the study earlier advised Wisconsin natural resource officials to implement a ban. They also endorsed the state's efforts to cull the herd, although this may not be foolproof. The disease has been shown to reappear long after sick deer are gone. A Colorado study done in the 80s showed even decontamination may not prevent the recurrence of CWD in an area which once held sick deer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.